SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Friday, the 17th of September 2021. Is the world on the cusp of another massive corporate collapse? Well, there are fears that one of China's biggest real estate companies may go under, and it comes amid a rapid decline in the iron ore price, down 50% from July peak of $230 a ton. Today, the guys over at UBS downgraded its expectation for iron ore to reach below $100 by the end of the year. What now? For more on all of that, I spoke earlier with Elizabeth Tian from Citi.
We actually expect iron ore price to hold above $100. Our target for 2022 is for around $125, and we don't see it going below $100 till around 2023. Having said that, iron ore is this week will probably be the largest sell-off on record. We've seen a big sell-off in some of our mining stocks, like Fortescue. We actually think it presents quite a good opportunity. Companies like Fortescue, they've really paid down their balance sheet, and even on iron ore around these prices, they're yielding at around 9%. So we see this more as an opportunity.
Is it fair to say that one of the reasons why we're seeing this slowdown is because of this curb in steel production in China, but that also relates to a slowdown in the Chinese economy? How serious is all of that?
Yeah, we've had some disappointing data coming out of China, both in July, August. We had weak retail sales numbers, manufacturing numbers, and that's on the back of, the floods they're having in China and also the pandemic, Delta rearing its head in China. We still think we have downgraded our GDP numbers for China, but we think, full year it's still easily going to meet its 6% GDP target growth. Unemployment still looks okay in China.
What about the flow-on effects, though, especially when we talk about this slowdown in steel production on the property space? What's the property sector like in China? Because we're also starting to hear about this potential collapse of one of the nation's biggest real estate developers. What can you tell me about all of that and the implications?
Yeah, absolutely. Very big news. I mean, that's really where the focus of the market is, regional and global, where, a lot of the fund managers are looking at what's happening with Evergrande. To give you some perspective, Evergrande, it's got $300 billion worth of debt, but it's got a lot of property, unfinished property on its books. To give you some context, the amount of unfinished property is around the size of 3/4 of Manhattan. So if you look at the debt, some of that is only being held only around $20 billion offshore by offshore investors. A lot of that is being held by people who've put a deposit, trying to buy a new house through this property developer and suppliers, and some of it is in Chinese banks. Big question, is this going to spread?
And I guess the other thing is, will the government help bail it out? So there's a lot of uncertainties or unknowns at the moment, but how will this impact Australia as a result? And have you had to, adjust your investment strategies as a result?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the reason it's such a big focus is that's a fear of the market. These headlines now, is this going to be China's Lehman Brothers moment? We don't think so. If you look at the debt, it is contained very much within China, a lot of it, some of it to Chinese banks. If you look at markets, what are indications of this contagion? We saw with Lehman's, the damage was because it just spread throughout the banking system, not only in the US, but globally. If you look at what's happening in markets, though, things like credit default swaps in China banks, that's not blowing out. It's indicating that the markets think, this is very, very fragile, but at this point in time, it's probably you know, you can contain it. You look at the Chinese share market, it's still near its highs. The yuan is still strong, really saying, everyone, we're looking at this, but we think it probably is manageable at this point in time.
And just finally, in terms of the way the market's trading today, we're down around about 1% as we approach the close. Obviously, all those iron ore miners have been sold off quite hard, but there's been a bit of a return in focus to the tech sector. What's happened today?
Absolutely. So a couple of things, you know, obviously mining stocks in the red, Fortescue down nearly 10%. There's a bit of a rotation going on. There's rebalances happening, MSCI rebalances happening, and that's obviously when fund managers have to rotate their portfolios. So a bit of that flow is switching into things like the tech sector, which is seeing some of that inflow. Iris is a stock that sold off nearly 10% today. There was M&A activity. Private equity, EQT is walking away from that deal. It's seen its share price down around 10%.
Elizabeth Tian there from Citi, and the S&P ASX 200 did close down 0.8%, 7,403.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.